Let me begin by thanking the High Commissioner for his opening statement and the overview of the current challenges and the operating environment of the Office of the UNHCR. We join in paying tribute to the dedicated staff and their relentless effort, especially when working in the field. And I would also like to use this opportunity to extend my best wishes to the High Commissioner for his full and speedy recovery. Slovenia aligns itself with the statement delivered by the EU and would like to use this opportunity to briefly highlight some national endeavors. COVID-19 has indeed additionally aggravated the already complex challenges. Refugees and migrants, namely the vulnerable groups among them, were disproportionately affected by the pandemic. It is essential to address this need, their needs in a holistic manner. The COVID-19 crisis has also highlighted our interdependence and interconnectedness. Therefore, global solidarity and shared responsibility should be the key principles of the post-COVID recovery if we wish to create a global community more resilient to future crises and capable of achieving SDGs. Mr. Chairman, in the last years, Slovenia has provided humanitarian assistance for refugees through various international organizations, including UNHCR. In 2020, our funds were allocated for displaced persons from Syria, Yemen, Iraq, and Palestine. Additionally, we launched two humanitarian projects, one in Lebanon providing comprehensive assistance for the Syrian refugees, victims of gender-based violence, and one in Uganda, both implemented by NGOs. All the projects were duly reprogrammed in the light of the pandemic response. This year, we also made a contribution for Venezuelan refugees in Brazil, facing the consequences of the COVID-19 pandemic. As for the in-kind assistance, it was provided for migrants crossing Serbia in the Western Balkans route and also to the island of Lesbos after the devastating fire in the refugee camp Moria. In addition to that, Slovenia will shortly receive 4 refugee minors currently located in Greece. In my country, special attention is paid to the integration of refugee children into our school system. According to our legislation, they have the right to enroll in school under the same conditions as the Slovenian citizens. In this context, let me stress the importance of raising awareness about the rights of refugee children under the Convention of the Rights of the Child. To this aim, we have a special project entitled Children Refugees, involving more than 40,000 pupils, their teachers, and parents. Slovenia pays special attention to protect refugees and asylum seekers from COVID-19 infection. Since February, they have been given information about preventive measures and precautions in a language they understand, either with the help of translators or through information sheets provided in different languages in asylum centers and integration accommodation houses for refugees. They are also given masks and hand sanitizers. In case a refugee is suspected of being infected, quarantine is duly organized, and that includes also COVID testing, regular temperature measurement, and also appropriate health care if need be. So far, we are lucky we had only one case tested positive to the coronavirus in Slovenia. To conclude, Mr. Chairman, to address the increasingly difficult refugee situations across the world, we need a common approach, as well as long-term and sustainable solutions. In addition, we have to join forces to address the root causes and create sustainable and safe legal pathways for those in need of protection to ensure that no one is left behind. Positive outcomes can only be secured through multilateral cooperation and mutually beneficial partnerships among all stakeholders. I thank you.
I thank the permanent representative of